Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk. Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.
All right, season 4, episode 5, Dad Talk is back. Derek Wenzel, fresh off the trip here to New Jersey to visit us. How was it? How was it?
We are back. I am back. The family's back. My goodness. I'm sorry we missed you on the trip. I thought, you know, we had planned to swing by Hoboken. It was on all the list of sites we needed to see on the kids' first trip out. You know, we hadn't been. We were going to go when Tenley was born, but it was COVID, and then Cutler was born. It makes it just harder. And now is the summer with the daycare break that it made the most sense. And somehow between Virginia up to Philadelphia, all the great stops, just couldn't swing. Hoboken was like next on the list. You know what I mean? If we had like an extra day, we would have slipped a Hoboken trip in there.
Fun fact about Hoboken, just a short walk from where I live, was where Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr's duel went down.
Oh, yeah. How about it?
Yeah.
New Jersey, the Garden State, plus we let you shoot each other if you want.
Don't you think we should bring duels back?
Oh, my God. How amazing would that be? Like, listen, you're not allowed to comment on Facebook.
Yes.
Just immediate. There's just a duel button, right? And then it just – there's an app. It just sets you up, sets up a meeting place, brings everyone's whatever proxy person there to make sure the rules are legit.
Yep.
Like Alexander Hamilton style. And then you just take care of it. That's it. Table that, but I like it.
You're back in California. Good trip here to the East Coast.
I mean, we got back. So I would say, yeah, I would say based on that, yeah, it was a good fucking trip. Okay. Overall, this is like, I'm stealing like a Lewis Black bit about Minnesota, but I can apply it to the East Coast. I'm surprised people went there and fucking stayed once they realized there was more. Like once they got over the Appalachian Mountains, like, oh shit, there's more we can explore. Like, why the fuck are we staying here? It was so hot and humid the whole time. It was gross. We started off in Virginia. Our friends, family friends kind of have a farm outside of Charlottesville a little bit. And they have a little weather thing on their deck and it has like a digital readout in their kitchen. And at one point I was looking at it. I went, this can't be real. It was 107, but with the humidity, made it feel like 120.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? We were outside for like 1 minute and I was like, I gotta go back. A literal fucking sauna. Like my kids are gonna die. My kids are legitimately not gonna live through blowing bubbles on the covered porch with fans for more than 1 minute. Like we're going the fuck back inside. It's hot.
I think you Californians are just soft.
Yeah, fine. You guys wanna be on the front edge of leading civilization into the new global warming environment? Go for it. Our hot is 72.
Our water temp's warmer here, so we win.
So that's total balance. That's true. I'm not jumping in the ocean out here no matter what at all. That's not going to happen. There are so many sharks. So I'm just going to straight pass on that forever.
East Coast wins. Continue.
Okay. So no, overall, if people are asking me, like we've been back for a few days, like how's the trip? I was like, kids had fun. And I don't think the bar as a parent can be set any higher than that when you take kids on a trip. I think that is the defining, did the kids have fun? Yeah, because we know you didn't. Don't ask me how the trip was. Ask, did the kids have fun? Because that's really, and maybe this is for the rest of my next, whatever, 15 years, 16 years. That's kind of where the bar is set. Did the kids have fun? Because you didn't. Because you didn't go by yourself, right? Like if I went by myself or with Amanda, yeah, totally fine. You could ask how it was for me. But no, we had a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old on a cross-country flight. We stayed in a new house they've never been in with people they've met a couple times, but they were younger. Then we drove 8 hours to southern New Jersey to meet people they've never met before in a house they've never stayed in before. And then we drove a couple more hours to their grandparents' place, Amanda's parents' place, who they've met. But that's a brand new house. Oh, and they met about 55 new people in that week that we were there. So, and it was 1,000 degrees out. You couldn't be outside for very long. So it wasn't like we can go run them off or anything for some energy. But they did pretty well. But we basically broke all of our like house rules or like guidelines around like screen time and here's how we act during dinner and here's what you can ask for. It's like, it's all out the window. It's just, it's gone, completely gone.
You have to. So anyway, it sounds like it was a nice relaxing vacation.
It was great. No, but it was good. It was good. We see some family friends. The kids did have a good time, new experiences, whatever. So that was fun. But there was a couple of things that happened, especially when we got to Cape May, where we stayed with Auntie Feifei, her parents. But a couple of things happened there that I was like, okay, why is this a thing? So one, we're putting on Tenley's like swimsuit. It's like a one piece, like with long sleeves. And I was like, seems a little cheeky, doesn't it? Like this, not like a thong, but it's like, it seems a little, and maybe like, but this is a dude like growing up.
Yeah.
All boys. Like I didn't think, I was like, oh, I guess it's like, I'm not supposed to be weird about it. Like, whatever. This just seems a little cheeky. And then we like turned it, like see the front. And I was like, okay, it's covered. Like, I don't know. This looks normal.
Yeah.
And it's got a zipper, right? It's got like a quarter zip, the swimsuit. So naturally, I put it in the front because I'm a dude and that's where all of our buttons and zippers are in the front every time.
I've done the same.
Girls' clothes, been putting the swimsuit on backwards for Tenley for years. We got the same one in a bigger size. I'm still putting it on backwards. And I finally realized, like, oh, it's just on fucking backwards. Like, that's the problem.
So stupid.
The tag isn't always directly in the back. The guy's clothes, the buttons and zippers are in the front, and the tag is always directly in the back. Girls, it's on the side. Sometimes the buttons are in the front. Sometimes they're in the back. I don't know what the fuck's going on, dude. There needs to be inside of the clothing, stitched in, front yeah. back, 100%.
Yep.
100% needs to happen. I think that should be the main issue of the upcoming presidential election. I mean, I think you would get enough people to rally behind that grassroots issue. So anyway, I'm sitting there like, okay, finally realized this. And of course, Tenley now is like, oh, I like it. It's comfortable. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. But now I'm not going to make it. Like, Tenley, no one wants to see your butt. And it was just like, but I don't need to go down that. You're four. I'm not ready for this. It's just fine. Wear it however the fuck you want. I don't care anymore. At least I know now that I was putting it on backwards and I can live with that.
You know what's great? You just made me think of Piper's new thing. She's going up to people, random people, and going, smell my butt. Not sure how to course correct that one.
I love it. Is that the inflection she puts on?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so it's not like a dig.
No.
It's very much a smell my butt.
Smell my butt.
All right, I love that, dude.
Yep.
What do people do?
Mostly just laugh, like a kind of like an awkward, like uncomfortable laugh a little bit.
Yeah. I got to imagine they immediately laugh and turn away.
It's the worst when they actually do smell. It's like, whoa, back off. What are you doing?
Please tell me someone's actually smelled their butt. God, that'd be such a trap. It'd be like someone's coming out of the bushes with a freaking bat. Like, get away from my daughter, you sick fuck.
all
it's
right.
A trap. That's the smell my butt girl. My friend got his shit kicked in the other day by her dad. Don't do it. Don't smell her butt.
It's the new punked. Oh man. So, all right. Sorry to interrupt.
So, you're good, you're good. So we're in beautiful Cape May.
Oh yeah.
Where the weather was much more pleasant than in Virginia, but it's still hot and humid or whatever. But it was nice. Beach town, cute.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the beach one day with Tenley. We get to jump in the ocean for the first time. Tenley's never been in the ocean, which is cool.
Huge.
And she's pretty scared of the ocean by my mom's house where I grew up. And that's usually because the waves are fucking big and they like crash right on the beach, just particularly where my mom's place is. Mavericks mm-hmm. that big surf break is right. In that town where they're like 50, 60 foot waves. So anyway, so she's like terrified of the ocean, but she was like, oh, I want to go in. I was like, fuck yeah. So we jumped in there and I was looking out and I saw like what I thought was like someone's hat floating. And then it looked like a prehistoric monster. It was some kind of, what do you call the crab? Saddle crab? What was it? It's a big fucking crab. Horseshoe crab. Yeah. I was like, what in the fuck is that? So I'm standing there like still like a deer in headlights and I'm holding Tenley. I'm like, what the fuck creature is coming at me right now? And some like they're doing some junior lifeguard training and someone just picks it up and hucks it. And I go, okay, so we're chill.
Were you doing kind of thing where you're kind of scared, but you're trying not to like ruin the ocean for Tenley? So you're like bottling.
Oh, 100%. I'm not like pointing it out, but I'm like side of my eye, I'm looking at it the whole time. Like, what is this fucking thing? Jesus, all the animals are different, all the bugs are different. I was getting bit by flies. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was great. So we're sitting on the beach. We got some sandwiches. We're hanging out. And, in these, like touristy beach towns, they have the little prop planes that pull the big banners, just the ads, like, oh, come to this restaurant or whatever the fuck.
Yep.
So this one fucking plane was pulling a flag for the state of Pennsylvania that said America's Getaway.
What?
I was like, you're in Cape May, like a beautiful beach town. It's like, these fuckers know where Pennsylvania is. You're not fooling them. Fly that plane over Nebraska or something where they don't know any better. But like, you're not fooling anybody to say that Pennsylvania is America's Getaway. You're at the beach. What the fuck? It was the worst ad placement I've ever seen in my life in marketing.
As a fellow New Jerseyan too, little disrespectful.
Oh, right. It's a shot.
What are you doing?
Guys, just take a bridge. Go, seriously, just get out of here. It's like, why? We're on the beach. What the fuck do you have? You have nothing. There's nothing in Pennsylvania.
There's nothing in Pennsylvania. Fuck.
Oh, no, it's not true. We had a bell that broke. And so we have that here that you can see.
Yeah, a lot of crime.
A lot of really nice neighborhoods. Like, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I was like, you're not fooling anybody on this beach. No one here is like, oh, fuck, we picked the wrong spot. We should be in Harrisburg right now instead of on the beach.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I mean, you come all this way to the East Coast and you find you picked the wrong spot.
We blew it. Men and I were sitting there going, God, we fucked up. Sorry, I know you guys are here. That's the only reason we're here. Otherwise, we'd for sure be in Pennsylvania enjoying a much longer vacation.
Oh, where are you guys going for vacation this summer? PA.
PA, baby.
Cool.
America's Getaway. You've probably heard that tagline before. I had to look at it. I was like, this is a joke. This is a joke thing someone made. But it was legit. And one final thing about the great state of New Jersey, the Garden State. Because when to drive there, we didn't take a ferry or anything. So we basically drove most of the length of it, right down the middle. There are a decent amount of farms and shit. So I was like, oh, cool. I guess I get Garden State now. I didn't get it before. My impression was like, oh, Jersey Shore and Hoboken.
Yeah.
I'm not getting Garden.
Yeah.
but it started to make a little sense on the drive. But we're like, we're going to go fuel up before we got into PA. And I was so nervous. I was like, Amanda, like, can we, I'm going to get gas. We'll just do it when we get closer to your parents' house in Pennsylvania. She says, no, it's cheaper in Jersey. Do it here. I go, it's like full service. Like, they got to pump your gas. Amanda's like, yeah. I was like, first of all, I don't understand how, if a human being has to do it, it's cheaper. That makes no sense to me.
Thank
but
you.
Also, I just don't need this. I'm not used to this interaction. I don't know what's going to, like, how long do I wait? Do I have to go get, like, all of the questions in my head about how this particular service is provided? I have no idea. This is like a new culture, like a brand new custom that I have no idea of. So I just pull up in like a Wawa or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And I go, I guess I just wait here. And I'm like, I roll my window down. And I just sit there and wait. And the guy comes up. He goes, what can I do for you? That was not the question I was expecting. I was expecting fill her up? ? Like from like the fucking 30s when people used to go to the one pump gas station. He said, what can I do for you? I said, what are my service options? I said, gas is what I said. I said, gas. That's what you can do for me. You can do gas. Then I added fill it up. Like I knew,
nice.
I was trying to not sound like I didn't know what the three questions would be. Like when you go to Chipotle and you don't know what the fucking, yeah.
Yep.
I know what I'm, yeah. I know it's fucking brown rice and then the steak. I know like how you order. I'm not going to tell you salsa yet, but like, I didn't know that. So, but I wanted to sound like I did. So I said, gas, fill it up. Yeah. Yeah. I know what I'm doing. And then, so he fills it up and I go, okay, but I didn't give him my cart. Like, how does this, when is this, when does that happen? So I just waited. So the thing clicks off and I'm like, okay, I don't see him. He's gone. I assume there's one person that does all, I don't know. And where he came from. It's like, do I get it? So I just fucking got up and took the thing out and just,
whoa.
It was like, I think I might've committed a crime in the state of New Jersey. I don't know.
Wow. If I'm the guy who works there, I'm like, wow, this guy doesn't think I'm good enough to finish the job. He had to do it himself.
But do you, so I assume you don't tip them.
No, no tip.
Okay. So why the fuck does that job exist? You have to walk literally one step out of your car before you get to have to pump your own gas. Like, what are you saving?
Oh, you're saving energy. It's great.
people want to get out and stretch. That's like what I was looking forward to. I've been in the car for a while. I was like, I need to stretch my legs. Like, I just get out, move around. No, absolutely not. Stay in your car. I'll pump your gas.
No, we win this. We don't have to get out of the car, and the gas is cheaper here. It's unbelievable.
I really don't understand it. But
all right, so that's kind of embarrassing. And you just drove off. You didn't like wave at the guy when you were leaving.
I didn't see. I was trying to just leave because I didn't know if I fucked it up. Like I did something wrong. Like so I was like, I'm getting out of here.
Did you pay?
Yeah, I gave him the card. So he had run the card and he gave it back to me.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I didn't bounce on that. Okay, bye.
Oh, so embarrassing. All right, this is good. New cultures for you.
Yeah, this is big. This is a big cultural moment for me.
You won't get that in Pennsylvania.
No, we didn't. We went to Pennsylvania for a week after. I had no similar issues.
Well, that sounds like a good trip, dude.
Yeah, I mean, kids had fun.
Oh, my God. Anything else from the trip you want to get out?
No, just normal airport shit. When we landed, it was late. And we had colored fallen asleep. We had screens on the whole time. So they were just staring at iPads the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to deal with it. That's fine. Then we get there. Telly's okay, but she's getting a little cranky. And Cutler just had, we had to wake him up because we were getting off the plane. And he's crying. I was like, Amanda, you just take him and go. But I've got Tenley and three carry-on suitcases and like two backpacks and shit. And you know, the aisles, like you can't actually roll a bag, right? Yeah. The bags are too wide. So I've got to somehow carry all of them. And Tenley doesn't want to get off the plane, right? So I'm looking down we're like, whatever, row 20 something.
Yeah.
So you're waiting for a while. Like the further back you are, I feel like the more pressure there is to get up and fucking go as quickly as possible. Because everyone behind you is just like, let's get the fuck off this thing. And so there's all this pressure. And everyone around us is really nice because they knew we had kids. And she's like, all right, Tenley. You know, she's been staring at a screen for fucking 6 hours. And she's like, I don't want to. My legs are too tired. I can't walk.
Carry me.
I was like, can you just push your suitcase? She's like, I can't, my legs. She's like, I need you to hold me. I was like, I'm literally carrying somehow three suitcases and like two backpacks. I cannot possibly do this. And people behind me, I was like, all right, guys, just go. Like, just fucking go.
Oh,
so
no.
I like crawl into the seat next to her. I'm like,
oh, just no.
Doing all of my parenting. Like, just like, I'm yelling at her. I'm just like, Tenley, please, can we just walk in? As soon as we get out, I'll carry you. You can sit on the stroller. What, like, whatever. We will figure this out. And so she finally agrees. It wasn't that long. So she's pushing her suitcase down the aisle and she's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like there's a bunch of flight attendants watching her, but you know, there's little bumps and like getting off the plane. I was like, can someone fucking grab her bag for like what the fuck is going on? And then when you get on the ramp, you know, there's little things and she's having a hard time pushing the suitcase out. And she's in front of me and I can't help her because my hands are full of shit. And people are like going around us. And there was some woman who works for the airline. She's bringing like a wheelchair down or something. She's like, hey, she like yelled at everybody. Can you just fucking wait or help this little girl, please? Like, what are you doing, assholes? It's like, thank God someone said it.
Wow.
Anyway, there's this nice guy behind me because I took 10 seats. He's like, let me get one of those for you. Like it wasn't like, you know, people do that when they're frustrated. They're like, just give me one of those fucking things so we can go. He wasn't that guy. He was a nice, like, oh, let me help. Come on. You got me. I can carry a suitcase. Like, I'm good. So great. He was nice about it.
Great guy.
But we finally make it out of the jetway there. And then we go down to baggage claim and because we had to check a few bags, obviously. And we get down there. And, of course, whatever. They told us it was on one carousel. And I look over. I go, this doesn't seem right. It's another flight. So I check the big board. I'm like, oh, you're actually on carousel 9. There were 10 flights with bags all assigned to carousel 9. I was like, what the fuck is that? And I go over there. Hundreds of people are waiting for their bags around this carousel. And
there's my mom's coming to get nothing worse than waiting for the bags with the kids.
Waiting for the bags, like, Tenley, let's make it a game. And I was like, there's so many people and I'm not seeing anything come. Like, this is fucked. Like, I can just, something is broken here. And we took car seats with us, obviously. But luckily, my mom was coming to pick us up in our car. So we brought like smaller travel car seats. She had like our car with car seats in it. So I was like, this could get awful. This is going to be hours. Like, we got them in the car. Amanda got the kids in the car with my mom, took them home, got them fed and put them to bed. I waited two hours for my fucking bags.
Are you kidding?
To come out of the carousel. And I was, but like, not having kids there made me not.
Yeah.
Like, go irate. Like, I would have blown up. I would have like, I could have started a coup at the airport. I felt there was enough people there frustrated that I could have recruited enough of them to take over the whole airport. Like I would be the fucking warlord of SFO right now.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to. But luckily the kids moved, and so I was just sitting waiting for hours.
Thank
happy.
God.
Hap that, and you know what? Because the kids were gone and they weren't crying, and I was like, this is my vacation right here. This is my vacation. Sitting there at like 11 o'clock at night in SFO at baggage claim, waiting 2 hours for my fucking bags to come. I was like, this is my vacation. And I got to take an Uber home by myself. And I was like, this is my vacation right here. This is what
highlight
I got.
Of the trip. Highlight of the trip. No, but yeah. Dude, when you're waiting there for the bags and you've got, and there's tons of people and the kids are like running around and just, it's just like, this is the worst. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. It's the worst.
I really don't know what we would have done if those were the car seats we needed for the car. Because we had to check those, obviously. Like, I don't know what we would have done. I would have just been like, fuck it. They're riding in our laps. Let's get out of here. Like, let's fucking go. Like, I'm just fucking out of here. I'm just crawling down the baggage claim thing.
Yeah.
And just wherever this leads me is where I'm going. That was true. How are you? How are your kids?
Kids are okay. The one thing, you talk about disasters at the airport. We had mini disaster at the doctor. Back to the doctor, summertime.
Love it.
Never stops, huh? Piper had an ear infection, another one, which is cool.
Nice.
That's cool. And she is terrible at the doctor. And I need your advice on this because I don't really know what to do. She'll just be screaming and flailing, won't let the doctor check out anything, just pissed. You're like holding her so she won't move, and she's like trying to get away from you. And it's like, so this is going on. And the doctor's like, oh, let me just look here. Let's take a look over here. And I'm like, just fucking, hey, let me see here. And I swear to God.
Let's check height and weight. It's like, let's fucking not, dude. Let's just look in her ear. It takes 1 second for them to go, yep, there's fluid in there. It's infected. Here's your Medicaid. Like, that's as easy as it should be. I'd be getting mad at the doctors when I'd be getting mad at. You know what I mean?
That's
like, that's
happening.
What I turned. I'd be like, bro, this is not, we don't need to do a full body exam. It's a fucking ear infection. We know what it is.
Yeah.
Look real quick. Verify that there's fluid and juice and shit in there, whatever the fuck you look at. And then write us a goddamn prescription. And we're out of here.
She starts checking like the heart rate and stuff. I'm like, can we not?
Come on, man.
Can we?
We're good.
This is not the problem here. Well, let's try one more time. It's like, I'm going to kill this doctor. But Piper,
or they do, they have the digital thermometers that don't work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That like, or, that didn't seem right. Let me try again. So it doesn't work. So you cannot possibly trust the reading on this thing. If you're like, this is just can't be right. Then throw that fucking thing away. Right.
Yeah.
Just put your fucking, your doctor, put your hand on her forehead, like every parent in America, and go, is this hotter than my hand? Then there's a fever. Is it not hotter than my hand? Then they don't have a fucking fever. And there's nothing like, your head has to be perfectly still for this magic X-ray gun to work. And even then you still don't trust it. Like, stop. What are we doing?
105. Let's try again.
Let's try that again. Oh, this isn't reading. It says way too low. Like, then throw it out.
It is so freaking frustrating. And she's just doing more of this. So Piper's getting even more nuts. And I swear, she's doing all these like tests on Piper to see what's going on. And she's not getting any data out of this. I swear to God, she just made up a fake diagnosis. She like just to make it stop. She was like, I don't want to really be dealing with this anymore. Pneumonia. And then I feel like that's what happened. And I, for future doctor's visits with Piper, if it's something more serious and Piper's just not letting them do anything, I'm telling you, the doctor just made up with like, oh yeah, that probably doesn't, it doesn't look great in there. You couldn't, there's no way you could see based on what you just did. Like, you're lying. But at that point,
it's like, you should know enough. You're like, oh, have they had an ear infection before? Yeah, then it's probably an ear infection.
But it's
like,
so, it's so
but
bad.
But doesn't matter. You can tell this kid is not like dying. You know what I mean? It's not like some death. It's clearly some fucking infection. So give him an antibiotic and get the fuck out of here. Like, you know what I mean? It's not going to do any harm. It's a fucking child's antibiotic for whatever little bacterial thing they've got. So just do it and move on.
The scary thing is, like, as the parent, I'm so frustrated by the scenario happening that they could be like literally like offer like, oh yeah, this, you need this drug. It could be anything. And I'd be like, sounds good. Let's go.
Yeah. Sign me up. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's do it.
Can we do this so I don't have to do this again? Yeah.
I hate it. So.
Oh, that'll be $4,000, by the way. Thanks.
Worth it. If you get out of this room right now, worth it.
Yeah. I'll pay whatever. American healthcare system. I'll pay whatever. Just make it stop. Not the pain, the experience of dealing with the fucking doctor.
Yeah. Another thing we got going on right now is, I don't know if you're experiencing this, but bedtime with Wesley. It's, he just wants to stay up later and later. We've kind of hit the groove. He was always pretty good at going to bed. Now it's like he's doing anything he can to stay up later. And his newest thing is literally, oh, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he's now going in there after we like put him in the covers. Like, you already went to the bathroom right before we got in here. You're good to go. Freaking out. No, I have to go again.
Yep.
And he's literally forcing a shit out of his body.
He's trying so hard to get one out.
He's trying so hard to push some kind of poop out. And it's like, this just feels so wrong. You have
to. Bro, stop. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. I'll read you another book. Don't get a fucking drop a lung, man.
Bedtime, dude.
Wrong. It's like you want to call them on their shit, but you're like, well, I don't want to ever say no to you needing to go to the bathroom. So I can't be wrong about that. I had this recent Tenley's newer thing, and you know, it's Norton. She's getting ready for that transition to the pre-K, pre-kindergarten thing. So it's big school. It's coming up. It's going to be a thing. So this is natural. She's pushing back. But at night, she's starting to say she's scared. And I was like, this is bullshit. Like, we just were playing. And you've got Cutler in here. You were playing 1 second ago. You know, this is not. But like, it's bold. Like, I can't call her on it. I think I did. I did the other night. And man, it's like, you can't call bullshit. It's bullshit. Like, she's clearly upset about something. So just fucking go hold. Like,
yeah.
So most nights, like one and or both of us are on the floor in there waiting until these kids fall asleep.
Brutal. Oh no. Yeah.
Cutler's extra cling. You know, I think the trip kind of fucked him up a little bit.
Right.
And Tenley's got that going on. And so, it's been rough.
These are the things.
Long, even before the trip. But so it's been a rough couple months, really. Almost every night we're on the floor at some point in there, sleeping.
That's brutal, dude. That's tough.
We had a good run. I knew I was going to jinx it early. Tenley was the best sleeper ever.
Yeah. Yeah. He was.
And yeah, now we're doing something different.
The other thing going on here is, Wesley's like super into counting right now. Like, he loves just counting. And for the word 30, he's pronouncing it 30. Which, so
he's like, yeah, my favorite rapper, 50. No,
30, yeah. 30 cent. So he's saying 30, and Tori's like correcting him, like, no, it's 30, 30. Can you say,
wait, just let me pause real quick.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tori's going to take offense to the tone you put on that. I doubt Tori's over here like, no, it's 30, you fucking idiot. Say it. I'm sure she was much more coaching and like, it's not 30, it's 30, right? But no, you're out here making it seem like Tori's getting all fucking fired up at Wes. You idiot.
You're wrong. She, it got so bad, she's like, drop and give me 30. No, but the reason why I have the tone is I kind of think it's like cute and like, oh, I love that he says 30, like, you know, it's such like a Wesley like boy, like a fun thing. I don't want the correction.
So really?
I'm a bad dad. I'm like, no, you should talk wrong the rest of your life because I like hearing it that way.
Because it's like a cute thing the kids say. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the correction camp, dude. I'm not trying to rub their nose in it or anything. Cutler's got a couple of those going on. He'll say 15 instead of 15.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's kind of funny. I'm not going to bust your balls. Because Nat, like, comes after 14. Yes, that would make more sense. I hear you. Whatever.
Yeah.
But he has been obsessed with ketchup recently.
Nice.
But he keeps calling it checkup. Last night, I swear to God, for 5 minutes in a row, we're like, Cutler, can you say catch up? Check up. Check up. He just keeps him with a smile on his face. Like, I can't tell if he's fucking with us or not, but he's refusing to say ketchup. Every now and then it's like ketchup. And we're like, yeah, ketchup. He goes, checkup. It's like, he's eating it, put on his pancakes the other day. Motherfucker just wants ketchup. He's eating ketchup by the spoon.
Are you serious? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wesley used to call ketchup dip dip.
All right,
Couldn't.
fair enough.
So anyway, so you're in the correction camp. I'm not there.
I am, dude. It's you're at a certain point, and I think it's like two for me, honestly. You're like, no, we gotta
Wow.
start. Yeah,
Wow.
dude. It's like, let's grow up now. Come on.
No, don't grow
Get your
up.
shit together.
You have plenty of time to grow up. Say
I don't
30.
know if it's because it's like a reflection on, that's what parents probably why they crank. It's a reflection on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, do you t by the way, have you told your kid that that's not how the fuck you say 30? Oh, really? I thought that it was pronounced 30. Oh, I've been wrong. Like,
I feel like
row, 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 you boat. Like, that's
if
what I
someone
thought
if
the whole time. That's what it was.
U-boat, it's a
You
U-boat.
boat.
If someone corrected him in front of
Oh,
me,
if someone else did it, though, I'd
ooh.
be fucking fired. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh
I,
my God.
the only people that have the leash to do that are grandparents,
Yeah.
and
Even
then
then.
nobody else. Even
Even
though,
then.
I don't want aunts and uncles doing it. I don't want anyone else doing it. You know what I mean? And
No.
grandparents, I'm only like, not super cool with it. So yeah, you're supposed to be fun. Don't you need to? You don't need to
Yeah,
coach.
exactly.
Just spoil them and just play their silly games, right? That's
Yeah.
all you need to do. We don't need to be teaching. I got that shit, but you get a little bit of a pass, right? Nobody else, though.
Nobody else. And I feel like it would be fun to take like a grandparent aside and to lay that out. Be like, hey.
How this is gonna work? Listen, I don't need any of your fucking coaching. See how far that's gotten us, right? Right? I think we can all agree it didn't work out too well. Okay? That we could have done things better. So how about you just be the fun grandparent and I'll take care of this shit. Right?
Let's go.
All right, good talk. See you out there. When's dinner gonna be ready? I'm now a child. You immediately revert back to child and you're like expecting just food to magically show up.
Oh
And we're with family friends and like every 5 minutes I'm asking like, what can I do? Like, hey, can I help with this?
yeah.
Can I do this? And they're like, oh no, you got the kids and they're great. And then we get with the grandparents and I just don't give a fuck. I'm just like, come on. I'm just cleaning up after that. I don't even ask like, when's dinner? What can I do? It's just like, all right, let's eat.
You know what's bad? I feel like saying what can I do to help doesn't come out of me naturally. Like it doesn't
No
sound.
fuck. You only child. Just sick fuck. Can I do that? What can I make an effort verbally? It seems like I'm cognizant of the work you're doing and your feelings, but I don't want any of the responsibility. So can I, while I'm holding a crying kid, ask you if I can help and you easily can say no and then I'm done for the rest of the trip? That would be ideal.
What can I do to help? Is there another way to say that that just feels a little more casual? I don't know.
I don't want to be too committal. I don't want to sound too committal because I really don't want to do anything.
It just sounds weird come it sounds weird
You know
coming.
what you should just say? You got that, right? You got that? Like there's a big mess after dinner and doing the dishes. Like, hey, let me do the dishes, right? Because that's a more aggressive way to say, oh, here, let me do the dishes. It's like, no. You're here. You're like staying with us. It's
Right,
fine.
right. D dishes
Instead, you could go
are
the opposite and just say, you got that, right?
fine.
You
I
got
think if
this.
it's like a specific thing I can name helping with, I'm better with, but just an overall, what can I help you
Something
with?
obscure though, so something they're not going to call you on. Like, you
Yeah.
need help cleaning out the gutters, or no? Gutters are clean. Okay, no. If you need help with the gutters, let me know. I'm here, happy to help clean out the gutters.
Trash night? Is it trash night? Let me get that. But yeah, the overall, I don't know. It's
Me
just
to check the smoke detectors, or they is have you guys checked the batteries recently? Because I'm pretty tall, I could do that.
man.
All right, if there's anything in that vein that you need help with, happy to help. Everything else you got, though. Okay. But if there's a smoke detector issue, I'm happy to change a 9 volt.
You know I can't do that, so let's not even go
By the way, you're going to have to find me a ladder and show me where the 9 volts are. And then I'm going to get frustrated because I don't know how your particular smoke detector works. And I'm probably just going to pull it out of the ceiling and break it. And then it's just going to chirp until we throw it in the garbage can.
Yeah. And I'm just gonna be
Do
so
more harm than good. Actually, yeah, I'm gonna be so mad and sweat. You know what? I take it back. I'll just leave. so I don't cause any trouble, and you got all this stuff. By the way, the kid's bedtime is soon, so chip, chop, chip.
That's another thing. Like, can I help you with dinner? I can't. What am I going to do?
Yeah, you've got, you're worth it. People know I like to cook and stuff.
Yeah, you're good at that. Like, you can actually, like, contribute. Well, what am I going to do? But then I feel bad, like, not helping. But it's like, what?
Well, can I start the barbecue? Oh, wait, is it charcoal? Oh, I can't do charcoal. I only can do gas. But only if the tank's full and, like, everything's open. Like, I don't have to. Do you need a lighter to do? No? I'll just turn the knob and see if it works. And if it works, great, I can help. And if not, no big deal.
You need the flour from the top shelf? I can get that.
Yeah, anything in the kitchen that you can't reach, I'm happy to grab it for you. Like, that's, I'm really good at that.
I'm sick at that. Oh, don't strain yourself there. Let me get that.
Oh, I got it. No. Let me take it out of your hands and move it the 1 foot left to the counter that you were going to move it. I got this though. I got this.
You guys need any help with making dinner? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, they would know. You're like, you're so full of shit. No, but your kid peed all over the bathroom floor. If you want to wipe that up, you could do that. No, I got it. Like, that's, to me, is kind of like an out. Like, oh, you want to watch your kids? I'll do it. Like, I was the other night, we had people over, family, or they had family over with us there. I was like, oh, I get to cook the steaks on the grill. I was like, oh, perfect. Dude, this, I can do this all day.
Yeah.
And just sit here and like, it's not fucking hard. 4 minutes, 4 minutes done. Like, it's an easy thing to do. How's everyone like their steak? I get to come out and say, right? Medium rare, good for everybody? Good. That's the only way I know how to cook a fucking steak.
There's only one right way, right?
Yeah. If any motherfuckers say butterflied and well done, I swear to God.
All right. I think we leave it. That's a long episode right there. We did it.
That's good content. That's good content. We did it. We're back. Back in the East Coast. We survived.
That was fun. And the kids had fun. So that's really what's important. You know?
That's what's the most important thing. And any people thinking about being a parent, kids seem fun, the responsibility, the joy. Just know that's every trip. You're signing up for that for at least 20 years. Did the kids have fun? That's going to be the new bar for basically everything you do. Forget just trips. So as long as you're on board with that, then yeah, parenthood's for you.
On that lovely note, a couple housekeeping things before we go here. Rate, review, and subscribe to the Dad Talk podcast. And if you're looking for a getaway, Pennsylvania, beautiful place to go. The official sponsor of the Dad Talk podcast. Pennsylvania. Yeah. What's their slogan?
I don't know, but that sign said America's Getaway. And I don't, you know what it is? If you want to go hide from the fucking cops or the FBI, go to Pennsylvania. Go in the middle of Pennsylvania because there's nothing there and no one's going to bother you.
Beautiful. Go today.
America's Getaway. If you need to get away fast because you did some shit, that's probably what they meant.
That's probably
maybe that's what they meant. Okay.
We'll be back next week, hopefully, with a new dad.
Peace.
Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk. Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.